I know they be getting tired of us. Hey, y'all. What's up?
Happening Wednesday.
It's SW Podcast Wednesday. What's going on with you people?
That part. It's cold outside.
Oh, don't play with it. It's definitely cold outside.
Like, baby, I don't like the cold. But I like to wear my boots and stuff like that. But the cold, nah. I'm a straight Florida girl to the day I die.
I can do without it.
I can do without the cold.
I mean, because I don't like turning on the heater.
Well, you know, like in my house, my room is in the front of the house. So my room always stay either warm or cold. So right now, the rest of the house is very, very warm. But my room is warm, but I'm cold. It's not as warm in here as it is in my living room, back there in Zoe's room.
Right.
I got a couple of blankets here.
Yeah. The house I live in is much older, so it definitely has, you have to turn on the heater in here. But the thing about it is that when it's hot, it's hot.
Yeah.
So you really just have to be a lot, way more mindful of that here. So I try to keep the heat set pretty low. Hey, Siobhan.
Hey.
I try to keep that heat set pretty low, though. I don't like to do it to where it's going to keep us too hot in here because I don't like the heat like that.
Well, you got to tell the children don't be touching it because they think they pay the bills and they messing with it. Look, don't touch it. Leave it where I done got it at, and I ain't tell you to touch it. Turn your fan on in your room.
Only thing that I don't have to worry about nobody touching the heater. It'd be the AC because I don't like the AC either. Like, I like my house to feel nice. I don't like it to freeze, and I don't like it to be hot. I like a neutral. Yeah, a nice, neutral, comfortable feel. And Jada get hot and turn that thing. And I come in the house, the AC on 70.
Not 70.
70.
And then you got trees around there, so your house should stay pretty cool, though.
It stay just fine. It'd be cool in here. I still have a blanket on the couch.
Tell her she need her a fan. She need about two or three of them.
Girl, you're not finna rub my bill up, and the summertime the bill already go up sky high. So you know how that is. You just gotta, but I don't have to worry about them too much in the wintertime, though. They keep their hands to themselves too much. I think they be cold too.
Cold.
But what's up, Queen? It's SW Podcast Wednesday. What's happening?
I'm recuperating from Sunday. I had so much fun. I danced my heart off, and I was telling my patient the day her birthday was the 18th. Her birthday was Tuesday, the 18th. She turned 90 years old.
Wow.
So she was like, 90. She said, you know how to jitterbug. I said, do I know how to do what? So me and her daughter, she was like, yeah, I used to be out there on the floor. Jitterbug. She's a 90-year-old white lady, still able to, she walked with a walker, but still able to walk around, like the joke with her son. Her son-in-law go back and forth. They be joking on each other. It'd be hilarious. But she was like, yeah, I used to be out there jitterbug, and boy, that jump was so funny. So they was like, they listened to some of that the day of her birthday and all of that. But I couldn't do nothing but laugh because she was like, she used to be out there jitterbugging.
Like, what did you
and that know? Is what, actually what, dance, y'all. Like, that
wasn't
is
it another dance. Wasn't it called something else in black people's terms?
Probably was.
And we got to research that, Queen. We got to ask some older people because I know it's so many different dances.
I know the twist and all of that was stolen from us.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but I forgot what the jitterbug could have been taken from. But it was a popular dance, y'all, in the 40s.
Yes, very popular.
Late 40s, early 50s, it was a popular dance, you know. White people used to dance, y'all. Y'all better go back and watch some of them videos. They used to dance now.
Stiff and all, but they danced.
They dance now. They dance. So I told, I said, oh, I love to dance. I said, my whole family like to dance.
Yes.
I said, yes, ma'am.
All the time. Be like, y'all don't know Queen like that. She'll dance all night. Videos of you all night, girl. All night. All night. So, y'all, we're going to drop the quote of the day for y'all since we are happy. For one, we always happy when y'all here with us because being here with us makes our heart full. however, we do have to go ahead and get into the show because the we're going to talk about transitions today and how you are the difference because and while we're talking about transitions, we're going to talk about the middle of the transition, the part that keeps you at a neutral standstill ground where it feel like you ain't going nowhere or nothing's changing before you get to that accomplishment. So it's a beginning, it's a middle, and it's an end when you're
and that's a trick.
Transition. Yeah.
That's a trick to try to get you to turn back around, but you better keep moving. You better keep moving.
So the quote of the day, when shifts and transitions in life shake you to the core, see that as a sign of the greatness that's about to occur. Author unknown.
Yes, indeed.
And that's a very, very important statement. It's a very, very, it's thought out, well thought out with the way it's said, because transitions aren't always an easy process. There are things where, you know, where people have to either transitioning from losing a spouse through death, they're transitioning with a new job, going from a job to a job, maybe a job that they've had been on for 30 years. Now they're going to a new job because the downsizing or they're too old to work at the job now. You know, different things, just different things. You're graduating from high school, going to college. That's a major transition. That's a huge one.
And your children.
Mm-hmm, going from still kids.
Milestones in their life from daycare to elementary school, middle school, high school, and then they off to college. And some ain't staying at home. They going far.
Yeah.
Parents.
So, see, and look at E. Hey, E.
Hey,
what's
E.
Up, E? And then his transition, losing his podcast, is going on. He just is taking a hiatus from a podcast, from his podcast, The Enigma Sep Hour. And we're going to miss our brother.
I'm curious to know, like, what's your new adventures that
we're
going to
bring him
into?
On? That's okay because he's going to be we got a guest next week. We're going to have a guest the week after, and that's going to be E. E, make some time for us, okay?
That's going to be interesting. Interesting life, E. Interesting life.
We're going to be the people who interview you on your exiting and starting anew with your hiatus. So we're going to be those people. So make sure you get in touch with us and come sit with us on a Wednesday, okay? We look forward to that. And soon, too. Soon.
Soon.
All right. But, let me take us back to that quote of the day. A shift. Okay. We appreciate that, E.
Salute, bro.
Definitely. And we still support you. We're going to find out what's going on with you. That's why we got to get you on here. We got out.
What you got going on?
The woman in intuition in me is having intuitions. So I gotta we gonna talk to you soon. Definitely gonna talk to you soon. Yeah.
But that quote powerful though.
It's very powerful, Queen.
It's very powerful. You gotta transition it. Like you say, it's not always easy, but it ain't always hard either. Mm-mm. You always got to look at the positive in with stuff. Because it's a positive, and it's a positive and a negative to everything, but you got to look at the positive, what's the outcome after this transition?
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm gonna be after this transition, and it's your choice. You can either make the wrong move or decision can alter that whole transition. But you got to You just got to roll with it, like yo.
And
every journey got a purpose.
But even too, Queen, with that bump in the road that can alter that transition, you still got to find a way to get back to that road. If it's so important to you to make sure that you're following your journey, you have to get back to that road. Even if you mishap, if you have a mishap, a misstep, whatever, you got to get back on.
You got to. The mission ain't complete till you finish it. So even if you have to start over again, because when you stop, you're gonna have to start over again. You ain't gonna stop and then start from where you stopped at. You're gonna have to start all back over.
That's a new start.
Yeah, that's a whole new start.
All the way from the beginning, like before, but that new place is a new start.
So like the transition, baby, look, embrace it. That's all I can say.
Yes, definitely embrace it and be ready for what's to come. Like be ready for anything that can come, because I think that's a lot of what we fear is like the unknown. But every day is a freaking
every
unknown.
Day is unknown. Every day, every day. Minute of the day is unknown.
Every day, Queen. Like seriously, when you all think about long. It,
all 24 hours.
You don't the next minute, the next step, the next anything, know. the next sip, the next puff, everything is could be anything. You don't know. You're just a living, walking experiment.
Yeah, well, that's a way to put it. That's a way to put it. That is a way to put it.
Because your life is something that you're doing, and you're like you don't even have control over what's going to happen each minute. We have the feeling of control over it, which is why it keeps us comfortable and sane and allows us to be able to maneuver, because we do have the feeling of control that we're in control of the next step of our day, each day. That's human life form. Being able to accept and allow. Just because we feel like we're in control, when we sit and think about certain things, we know that the next moment isn't promised, isn't a guarantee. We know that the next moment we cannot depict what's going to happen. We know that. But that doesn't stop us from feeling like we can. We plan. If we didn't feel like we could, we wouldn't have a date on the calendar for when somebody get married in March or when somebody get married in June.
So we planning, like we already know. Oh, we gonna make it to this. We gonna make it to tomorrow. But we living by faith every day.
But that's the sanctity of knowing that. That's also the sanctity of having that feeling of like I can do this. I can plan ahead. Because just because I don't know the known doesn't mean that I can't do it. At this point, I have no feeling, no reason to think that because of the faith you have. So people don't worry about those things. So why do we fear so many things that are happening in a transition?
Fear. I have no idea.
Fear will keep us so unbalanced. Because we have so many things weighing. Because when you look at that scale and you have all these things right here that's in your mind that you know you can do.
Uh-huh.
But then you over here on this side with everything that you're trying to do, along with the life you have to provide for, the people you may have to take care of, the job you have to work. So you weighed it down on this side of the scale, way down here. But your dreams and your hopes and your goals floating at the top just by themselves. Just flow. And you over here sinking.
They waiting.
Wait.
They down there. I'm waiting on you. Do you hear me? Hello? Do you hear me? What's going on? I'm ready for you to come up. I'm ready for you to come up. That means I'm ready for you to come up. We be on equal ground.
And it's all because we're afraid of what's in the middle. What's gonna happen? That step, those steps you take.
And a lot of people don't want to take the steps. Everybody want the easy. They want the easy route, baby. Let me tell you, the easy route will get you. The easy route gonna still take you back
and make you have to take them steps anyway.
Yeah, because you can't miss the steps, the process, whatever you want to call it. Like, so the easy route, all it's gonna do is make you go right back. That's all it is. So you just, you might as well just go on, take it day by day, step by step, moment by moment, get what you need, marinate it, you know, check it off.
Yeah.
Because that checklist is, boy, that checklist is good, boy. If you got a checklist, you will stick to it. It's all about discipline.
Discipline. And a lot of times we forget that it's about habit. Because if you are already in the habit of doing something that's molding you for better and greater, then you may, every time, it, like I hear all the time people saying that, if I ain't motivated, I ain't gonna do it. I don't get up every morning to do stuff because I'm motivated. I get up and do it because I got to do it. It's out of habit.
It has and you to know be you got to do it.
Like, so to me, I've been more coherent and understanding. Now, habit does motivate me. Yeah. Like, sometimes my habit is what's
motivating
me. Yeah, it's
and motivating the other people that's around you that's paying attention to you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because people paying more attention to you than we realize.
Yeah. Indeed.
Especially with everything we have with social media and all everything that's going on. People paying a lot more attention than you actually realize. Now, it ain't always good.
No. But they looking.
But they looking.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to motivate yourself. But it's some it's some people that just can't. They just don't have it in them.
Even if they do have habit.
I won't even say they don't have it in them. They just haven't it has not coming up. It's in them because it's in all of us.
Well, they're not releasing it.
They ain't releasing it. And some don't know how to. But that's when you surround yourself with people that is. Let them rub off on you because it is contagious now. It is contagious. It is. Now, if you don't catch it, that means you just want to be like that anyway. And that's the life you want. And then you know what? That's the life you're going to have to live by yourself because I told you, 2022, we don't need no liabilities. It's all about the assets.
It's all about assets. And you got to be tangible. So
very tangible.
You got to be tangible. Mm-hmm. So as we transition into the show from the quotes, see, it's always a transition, y'all. Yeah. As we transition to the show, I know I'm corny. But we're going to talk about a couple steps in the transition process. And, you know, and how some of those affect us and the way they affect us. So one of the first step in the transition process is beginning the transition process. And the transitions have three phases. They have the long goodbye, the messy middle, and the new beginning. So the first phase is saying goodbye to your old self. Mm-hmm. The second phase is shedding old habits and creating new ones. And the third phase is welcoming and unveiling the new person within. And ooh, this is all happening within self and to self. It's not to other people. It's not.
I didn't live that.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I love it. But people tend to think just because you're going through a transition that they're supposed to see it. Transition is a thing that happens with that person. And only that person is going to notice all the different things are exhibiting and going through and showing, and it's a powerful thing, which is why they tell you that the second phase is the hardest phase because you got to shed all that old shit to welcome in that new shit.
That's that mindset.
That shift.
And then you look. I know with me. I ain't even realize until one day I was like, I went back and read a letter that I wrote to myself. I ain't even opened my letter last year that I wrote to myself in 2020 that I wrote for 2021. I got to go back and I got to go read it. I was supposed to open that September. But I realized, like, dang, what I was speaking was real. What I like, when I started really thinking about stuff and how I was moving and stuff, I was like, wow. And then coming into this year, the manifestation is real. Trust and believe it. Trust and believe it. If you're not a believer, I don't know where you are. Like, I just don't know. But it's, man, it's powerful. It's so powerful. And during the transition and the shift, you may just be by yourself.
A lot of times you are.
You may just
you may not even feel like you going through it alone, because you're still trying to do some of the same things you were already doing. But there are so many more alone times in a transition and in a shift than you know, than you pay attention to. Because I know in my transition, I knew that I felt it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was able to face it, because a lot of times I wanted to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you, and it's because you're working on yourself, you're working within self. So, and a lot of times while you're shedding old habits, you don't want people to see what your old habits was. Nah. You having to face yourself a lot. You having to do everything now, because in order to shed those old habits and create new habits, you had to be able to stand in that mirror and be like, this is what I'm guilty of, in order to move on to what I want to be released of.
And you got to forgive yourself.
Yes.
You got to forgive yourself. A lot of people don't know how to forgive themselves.
Yeah.
They still be holding on to it. And you got to know how to forgive yourself and move on. Okay, this is what I did. I did this, or I didn't do that. Well, all right. Well, you just got to move on. You got to move on. Kill them habits, all of it, and move on. Like, that's only how you're going to be able to make it. Only how you're going to be able to make it. But the transition and the shift, like I posted a quote last week and was saying, you know, like, the walk alone is more powerful than you walking with the crowd.
Of course.
Is more powerful than you are. But a lot of people don't get that, though. A lot of people don't get that.
It's a significant feeling, being able to walk alone and be able to realize that this is a journey that I had to take in order to get here. I needed to do this alone. I needed to.
Yep.
And E made a very good point. He said, old habits die hard. And that's very true.
Yep.
And so, and that's why I said, a lot of times you feel like you're walking alone and you're really not. It's just because of the wall you've built up around yourself while you're going through that transition of shedding those old habits. Because they die hard. They die hard, and they're hard to accept. You know, because a lot of things you see as things you do for fun, things you do for sanity, things you do to keep you whole, things you do to just make you smile, or things you do to make you forget. You know, it's just so many different things. Now, phase number two, I'm sorry, transition two, as far as the top, I'm going to give y'all five of these transition ideas. Coping with your emotions.
Know how to control those things. Know how to control them, y'all. Learn how to control your emotions.
Yes.
Learn how to control your emotions.
You got to. Your emotions will literally break you or make you. And how you control them is going to break you or make you, shall I say. Because if you're a person like me, I'm a crybaby at home. If I got something going on, I can't let the world see it. It's not for the world.
If you do see me cry, baby, it's on.
That's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem. If you see me, but for the most part, I'm going to cope with me at my house, away from every other people. So, because I'm already critical and hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the hardest on myself. It's people that will not be hard on me because they know I'm hard on me. So yeah. I'd rather not deal with the, oh, I can't, I don't want to say this because you might, I'd rather not deal with all that. I can kick my own ass. I'm very good at it. Yeah. But I'm also even better at encouraging myself, motivating myself. So most times I don't need another person to motivate me or encourage me because, again, we have those habits that we have to get up and do and face every day. I'm encouraged every single day to get up and do that.
Yep. Every day.
Every single day. Even on days I'm too tired and too dreary and weary to do anything, I get up and make it happen.
Yeah.
So your habits are going to motivate you. Point blank, period. So
and I think we get some of that. We get some of that from growing up and watching our parents.
Right. Right. He say, whoop my own ass here. I'm telling you. Every day, if I have to, I'll beat myself together to get it together.
Snap out of it, girl. What's your problem?
So coping with your emotions. Some cope with these emotions by writing them down or they plunge into new tasks. But it also says almost 8 out of 10 of us said that they turn into rituals such as dancing, singing, hugging, celebrating with people, doing different things that they didn't do before, just so that they can learn how to cope with themselves. But
I listen to the music though. Music, it don't matter what I'm going through. Music always give me that peace that I'm looking for.
Yes. 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 Yep. And it's a sanity piece too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, sometimes the right song just come on at the right time. You know,
you either gonna dance or you gonna cry or you gonna end up being mad as hell.
But you're gonna do something.
But you're gonna do something. Or I even throw the fourth one in there. The fourth one might be, man, all right, that's what it is. F it. Hey, let me go ahead and just move.
I'm going on about my day.
But you're gonna do something.
You're gonna have to do something. You're gonna have to deal with that emotion. You're gonna have to, because that music is going to make you. That's what it's a therapy. It's a therapy. Mm-hmm. And I try not to listen to too much. I put the thing on Apple Music and I play the playlist that allows me to listen to all my different songs. Mm-hmm. Just go to songs and just say shuffle. So therefore I'm going to have different emotions throughout the playlist. I like it like that versus just a slow playlist. Just a thug out playlist, a gospel playlist. You know, I gotta have it intertwined,
yeah,
so that I can keep my head level.
But but you know what? Going through my transition for it's 2022, almost three years. I listen to straight gospel music. I ain't listen to nothing else in my car, in my house. I just listened to straight gospel music from 2017 to like 2019.
Mm.
I listened to just gospel music in the car, everything. Don't touch that radio. And that's all I listened to. Or I didn't listen to nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just was in silence.
And I love those days. I love when ain't nobody. I still do that
in silence, especially when I go out of town. When I go out of town and I'm ride, I'll just turn the radio. I'll turn it completely down or turn it off, and I just ride in silence for probably like an hour.
Mm-hmm. Because it's good therapy to be alone too, and have those moments to yourself to have think to be able to. Think about things, plan things, sort things out in your mind. When I'm on the highway, those are exactly the things I'm able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when I'm in the car by myself, because that's when I don't play anything. That's the only time that I can really do it, because my kids in the car, they playing music. So that's going to happen. But most of the time, if I'm on a mission and I'm just right, you know, Ryan having to stop at a few places, I don't have the music on. And it's a good feeling.
Yeah.
phase, the next transition is casting off the bad habits, which is what we talked about that happens in phase two. So people had to shed some things like mindsets, routines, delusions, let go of some dreams and fantasies that they've been having. So if you've been going through a transition process and you've been holding on to this one dream, it's time to let it go. In this particular phase, you have to cast off things, especially if they're not meant to better you.
Most definitely. Like that means let her go, let him go. Let them go.
especially work. If a job is beating your ass, you need to let it go.
Oh yeah, it's time for you to go get you another job.
Yeah, yeah.
It's when you don't want to get up out your bed to go where you suppose your place of employment. It's time for you to go ahead and start transitioning yourself.
Yes,
it's something that you that's going to fulfill you. Because I who want to get up and don't want to go where they work at every day? You there 8 hours a day. and some people longer than that.
Yeah, some people work 12-hour days.
You know? Like, so it's like, why would I want to get up to something that I hate?
But again, remember we were talking about the microwave generation and how they see their...
Somebody calling Queen phone.
Queen.
They calling that phone.
Well, we remember was... Oh, there you go.
I heard you.
I see. I remember we were talking about the microwave generation and how they... are not going to sit up and go to jobs and do things and that they have seen their moms, dads struggle from and all those different things. We know that once you are facing that type of mess and they see you stressing going to work, that's an unhealthy place to be. And a lot of times we're put in those positions because we don't have any experience to do other things. We have gotten comfortable and set on a job, even though it's not providing for us the way it should. And those are unhealthy things.
Yeah. You just still, you, that go back.
Very, very much so unhealthy reasons to do these things, to even stay. And that's what we were saying that these kids are not going to do now. They're not going to sit back and deal with that. They just not.
No.
They'll tell you what you can do at your job and
and going on about their and baby going on about their business and be like, and I'll find me another.
You know what I mean? They'll tell you so fast you can shove that job and listen.
You ain't finna be mistreating them this younger generation, man. You got them churned. Them 20 some year olds and down, you got them bent. Cause they ain't finna be taking that crap. Like they not finna be taking that crap from you. Be looking at you like what? Like you
got them bent.
You talking to me? Nah, you ain't talking to me, bro. And that they'll do say just like, nah, you ain't talking to me, bro. Pops, you ain't talking to me. I'm talking to you.
And will literally embarrass you. Because you think that you about to get on them, but they've been waiting for it.
They already prepared, man. Let them say something to me today. Let them say something to me today.
To me, honestly, I think that...
And if you think about it, and we didn't taught them that. Don't take no crap from nobody. That's what we have literally taught them. Don't be taking no crap from nobody. So they like, okay, mom, I'm sorry, me not.
That's the most important part about it is that we already taught them that they can't take it. Don't take nothing from nobody, not even us. If we handling you a certain type of way, speak up for yourself. Do it respectfully, but speak up for yourself.
Yeah. Watch them. Watch that. As I tell mine, hold up. Watch your tone. come on down, because you need to watch your tone. But we didn't taught them not to take nothing from nobody, and that you deserve respect no matter what age the person is. Because you, man, look, me working with older people, as long as I have, just because they older, they feel like they can talk to you any kind of way, a lot of them. And you have to tell them, hold up, bro. We all, everybody deserve respect. You need to watch how you need to change your tone of voice. My patient now. That's how I tell him, hold up. He was shunning me. I say, hold up. You need to change your tone of voice talking to me. You must don't know who you're talking to. Well, please replay. Come to me correct now, because I'm telling you, you come to me sideways, I'm coming to you sideways. I'm trying to respect you because the age of you is, but come correct. And me and him, we had that understanding. Don't come to me sideways.
A lot of people don't read the room. If you already see that I'm not that type of person to deal with in that type of way anyway, you might want to put that to the side, sir. Yeah. Because I don't want to have to be that person to show you. Because, and I've never, and to be perfectly honest, I've never stayed on a job and got disrespected that I stayed. So I didn't allow my kids to see me come home and be bitter, talk about work in cursing manners. If I was unhappy with a situation, I changed my situation. Because I saw my mom do that. I was like, oh, no, never, never, never. And that's one of those things about cat. When I say, when you in your transition stages, if once you see, when you going through that middle stage and you see all those things that you've allowed, you got to push that to the side. You got to cast that away. You got to get rid of it. Because when you walking into your new self, that has to be something that you realize was a negative in your life. It's not for you.
That's true. That is definitely true.
The next thing that they say is to be creative. So there are different things that you can do, activities that people have even begun to hustle and make money off of. So once you see that you're getting through that middle stage and you almost to the finish line of your transition and you're doing different things to get you to where you're trying to get, there are things that you can do to still keep your mind focused, because you can get through that middle stage and then start to feel like you're missing a little bit of something over here that you used to do. Something over here that you used to do. And now you rethinking whether or not you should revisit those old areas. And during that time, you need projects. You need a hobby. You need maybe a side hustle, a side job. Something that you can do to keep your mind focused. And, you know, writing notes, journaling, all of those things are things to also keep you from trying to revisit your past. What you think about that, Queen?
Yeah, because if you just sitting around pondering, you didn't think, especially if you ain't got the mindset to think about something that's gonna motivate you to do something good or bring out that greatness that lives inside of you. So, man, look here, man, find something. All of us got hobbies. So it's something that we all like to do. And as they say, you know, your job usually be, people say, I love my job so much, I do it for free. But don't do it for free now. Don't do that for free. Don't do that for free. Don't be doing stuff for free that can help you provide for your family now. Don't be doing that for free. But, man, you got to find you something to do. Working out is a big
stress. It ain't no for free.
Yeah, it's a big stress reliever. And then it might be, some people might like video games. But find something. But them side hustles has become booming businesses.
I actually used to like video games. I used to play video games a lot.
They ain't like they used to be, though. When we was playing them, like the Pac-Man, the Super Mario Brothers and stuff like that. I don't know what these kids be. A lot of it, I see it got a lot of violence in it. But I don't know what they be playing. Now I'd be like, man, what y'all like? what is the goal? You know, with the Mario Brothers, the goal was try to get to all the different levels to save the princes, you know? But I don't even know what the goal is.
The goal is to kill each other on there and to rob and to steal and to...
At least with Super Mario Brothers, I was trying to get some. Boy, I used to boy tear them levels up. What? I think I probably got, let me see. What it had? I forgot how many levels it had, but I got to.
I missed stuff like Super Mario Brothers. So those are the hobbies. They want you to get into the hobbies and keep our mind focused, because we do get caught up in sitting thinking about the old things, because we've left some of those things behind. And if you have a lot too, if you're, we always say that idle minds is the devil playground. So if you sit and you're not doing too much and a lot of your time is actually going to idleness, find you a habit, find you a hobby. A hobby or something you can do.
Used to play sports in high school or in college. Like, go back out there. Or go coach some kids. Mentor. Look, we need mentors.
They got a lot of grown-up leagues out here.
Mm-hmm. I think they even got a grown-up league for women that do flag football and stuff like that. So I know about that. I know the softball because one of my mom's friends do the
They got the flag softball. Football for women not grown up?
I think so. So it's a lot, because you know flag football for high school girls is very, very popular now. It is very popular. But you know,
that'd be fun, though.
I might be on the sideline cheering you on.
I don't like doing a whole lot of sweating except, but I go to the gym, so I sweat there. But I don't like doing a whole lot of it. But I go out there and play some flag football now. Don't play with
me. But the gym is a good stress. Going to the gym is such a good stress reliever.
Don't play. So the last one we got is how when you're rewriting your story and other people want to interject and give you theories to your own story. So no one controls.
You want to jump
the stories
in
of anyone's lives but themselves. That's key. That's key. So you know people do that, Quinn. You know they'll jump in on your story and try to, you know, say certain things. Or that ain't happened. Well, I don't remember happening like that. It happened like that to me.
I'm telling my story. My story. I'm not telling yours, not telling David's, not telling John and Katie and Lynn. I'm telling my story. What I have lived, my truth. Let me tell my truth and be happy with it. Because I'm going to tell my truth. I ain't going to embellish. I ain't going to embellish my truth. But I don't need you to be jumping in what you don't know what you're talking about. Let me tell my own story. Tell your own story.
Not my truth.
Tell your own story.
There's no reason for you to embellish your truth. Your truth is your truth. And that's apprehensible. I like that, though. I like that. The funny thing is that when people feel like they have the opportunity to insert certain things, the thing is up to you whether or not you add that to your story. You add that to. It's up to you, because that's not going to ever stop happening. People are going to always interject. So yeah, I definitely believe in that. And she said the shift is heavy but necessary, and very much so.
Indeed.
The shift is definitely heavy but necessary.
Because that shift gets you prepared for that next
journey. I totally agree. You can't shift while holding on. No.
Mm-mm.
No. Yes. Though we definitely have to release ourselves of some of those bad habits and those things that used to hold us to who we were then. So in order to get to that other place, You got to go through letting that go.
Yeah.
It's just so many things that will bound us like super glue to that spot.
And baby, when that stick, ooh, especially when it stick to your skin, that's rough. Oh my God. Look, man, y'all embrace the journey. Embrace the journey.
So instead of seeing life transitions as periods of hardships, embrace them.
Yeah.
You know, take in every single thing. And that's pretty much like the top five ways that you can transition. But you take every last one of those things that you're going through, that you had to face, and use it as a staple in what mm-hmm. you had to do. Like, yeah, this came up over here, but remember that your transition story is for yourself anyway, so you got nobody to explain this to. But when you go through and you're reliving this and you're thinking about what you had to do to get to where you are, where you came from, and what you had to, all the different, like I said, stumbles and falls that you may have had to have along the way, because nobody's transition is smooth.
Nope, and everybody's
transition. They're not all hard. A transition is not hard, but it's not all smooth.
Mm-hmm. Some gonna come with it. Now, there's some perks, and it's not so many good perks at times. But it's all the process. It's all about the process, and it's all a learning experience, because everything we go through is preparing us for the next shift and the next stage in life anyway. That's why you just got to embrace it. It's stuff that you're not going to have control over, and you got to embrace the stuff that you ain't going to have control over. But it's the tunnel is always brighter on the other side, y'all. It's always brighter on the other side. Yeah. Once you get to it, and when you get over there, you finally be like, damn, I was tripping the whole time. And look where I'm at. Look where I'm at. But that mindset, you got to learn how to shift that mindset. Man, you got to know how to turn that thing on and off like that. Like, and that's with controlling your emotions. You got to know how to control those emotions at a drop of a dime, because people will put you in situations, baby, and you got to know how to react either the right way that makes you beat them people at their own game, or you can react the opposite way and you might be down at the sheriff.
Your reaction is definitely very important in your shift. We already said that, like, the way you, if you react negatively to something that's happening, that could be the whole break in your transition. Now you got this rock that then dropped in the middle of your lap, and it's too heavy to move right now. So you got to hold on and come back after you remove the rock.
Yes, indeed. You got to bulldoze through that thing. It might take you a little minute. It might not. But you got to know how to, you do got to know how to control this. It's hard. It can be hard if you at the beginning, but once you get to the point that you able to control it, man, it's just like you turning on the water in your bathroom and turning it off. I mean, it just that easy, like the light switch up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes some time. Some people it takes longer than others. Some people get it just like that. Yeah. And then
it becomes your normal way of making sure you getting shit done. And you know, your habits, again, they motivate you. Your habits are some of, especially your good habits. Man, they are positive insights to motivating you, that encouragement you need, that extra push you might need that morning when mm-hmm. you got up that day. Your habits are in control of that. Like, you really don't give yourself enough credit for this walk that you've created
for yourself. Me just sitting around chilling, hanging out with a friend, and I left and I said to myself,
"Death misses." We said that the music definitely contributes.
And I'm saying to myself, "Man, Candace, this ain't you. Why is you hanging out doing this? When you know this ain't even you, like, you didn't stop everything that I just came to a halt. Let me get back on track. Cause see, this right here, I know I'm supposed to be doing this like this. Like, this ain't even you. You getting way sidetracked. But in my mind, I was saying, if I keep doing this, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be so off of where I'm trying to go and the goals that I done set for myself. So I had to, I mean, like, I just stopped. Completely stopped. Because that was the wake-up call, riding, getting in my car, leaving, coming home. Like, man, I can't. What? No, CJ, this ain't you, boo. You got other things that you got to do. You need to get it done. What is you doing? You ain't got time to chill right now. Your chill gonna be good when you finish and do what you're supposed to do. And I had to snap. I had to just be like, nah, I gotta just stop. Stop.
You hit it on the head. When you said you are your wake up call on most occasions, because you know what you should or shouldn't be doing. You know what you can tolerate and what you can't tolerate. You know those things. Nobody don't really know you even doing half of the stuff you doing, because you be by yourself when you doing certain things. Whether it be having negative thoughts, whether it be doing negative things, whether it be having negative conversations, whatever you have going on that you know that you got to share, that be really on you. Mm-hmm. It's not what somebody else knows. It's really what you know. In order for you to benefit from and grow from that, you got to be real with you. Mm-hmm. That's why they say that part is the hardest part, because you have to be 100% facing reality when it comes to who you are, so that you can move on to that next phase in your life.
Got to, man. Got to. Look, it ain't easy for everybody, but I just pray that y'all will y'all get it and start really understanding. Like it's a daily process of you just maturing your mind and motivating yourself. And you just like I said all last year, man, you them affirmations is very, they more powerful than people realize. And that was something that I had to do every day. Every day. I still listen to affirmations every day. That'd be the first thing I do after I pray. I'm listening to affirmation. I'll get in the car. Oh, let me go to YouTube. I got a couple of them that I already got them like I want them, and I listen to all four of them every day. I'm in the car riding in the morning. I'm listening to them, because I'm like, look, you got to set that day, and trust me, when you set that day, everything else will go smooth. That's how you'll be able to turn on them emotions and turn them off and know, no, let me not do this right now. Let me go on, sit down and calm down. But it's a learning process. It ain't easy, but if you try it, it'll work for you. You just got to stay consistent. And discipline is key. Discipline is key. I heard the rapper Lil Flip. I was watching an interview with him, and he was like, he accomplished so much because you just got some people, they just so good with discipline. Like, they can just stop what they doing, the habits they got, cold turkey, and accomplish what they want. Even Jeezy, I heard him say he ate for almost 3 years, $2 a day, because he had a goal that he was trying to accomplish financially, but he was able to discipline himself to accomplish that goal. And a lot of us are not disciplined enough to get to where we're trying to go.
But it's definitely people, all about that discipline.
It's all about that discipline. That's hard. Yeah. Trying to discipline yourself. That's hard, man. That is hard. But you got to figure out some way, like, man, how I'm going to do this. Like, I want to accomplish this. And like you were saying earlier, a lot
discipline
of us
beat becomes, up on it becomes easier once you make it a habit. That's why once you make it a habit, that discipline, insert it in your life and make sure that is really what you're trying to do. It'll start becoming easy, just like you brushing your teeth every day. Now you've compelled yourself to know that this is what you got to do.
And it's something, but it's everybody can obtain it if they really, really want it.
Every day.
Every day.
Well, I was thinking about the fact that in order to continue and finish and be in a happy space in your transition, how you have to actually say, you know what, I've accomplished this. I've made it this far. You remember now, because you're going through a transition without a lot of people even knowing you're going through a transition.
Yeah.
They know, they might can tell from the outside in that something is going on, but nobody is really enthralled in your transition beyond you. So with that being said, I want to just share something with you all as far as through your transition period of making sure that you remember that you are human. You're 100% human. And we all have acquisitions that we must be accountable for. Even if they're mistakes, if we've done them one time and not done it again, because that's what a mistake is. You do it again, that's something you chose to do. You know, let's clear the air on what a mistake is.
Yeah.
But
that was your decision.
In all fairness, If you have really put yourself in a position to know that you've accomplished something, a silent win for yourself, make sure that you are affirming yourself in that. Give yourself the credit that you deserve with making it through that transition, because nothing about a transition is completely easy. It's not 100% hard, but doesn't make it easy. So just because you don't have hard walks or a hard fall, That don't mean that you don't have to face these battles and these emotions and these things alone. And a lot of times we tend to take for granted or don't give ourselves enough credit for the things that we are doing to make sure these processes are happening in our lives in a more charismatic way. So I just want to say, take those. We gave you 5 good ones, and I'm gonna relist them on the show when we put it online. But you take those 5 and you implement those in your life in any way that you can, if you're going through a transition process. And be serious about you. Take that time to be serious about you. That's the time to do that. Queen, what you going to say to close us out today?
Man, look, y'all enjoy. January is almost over. We're getting into February, which is that love month, as you say, but really it's Black History Month. That's the most important. But man, look, just try. Take the tips and try them out. Man, just look, people. You got to change. You got to change. You don't want to stay the same all your life. You got to want something different. When you want something different, you'll start moving different. But it comes down to the discipline. That's the key thing. If you can discipline yourself, baby, you can accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. Because that's what's important. You being able to discipline yourself and actually get to where you're trying to go. But man, look, y'all stay positive. Discipline. Smile all day if you can. You know, it takes a lot of muscles to be sad, to have that frown on your face. So smile. Because, you know, a smile might brighten somebody else's day that might be going through something that you don't know what they're going through, because they walking doing this transition silently. So by you just smiling at them, saying, oh, hey, how you doing? You doing all right? That might change their whole day. Think about that. Because you might was one of those people at one time that was going through your transition and just needed somebody just to say, hey, girl, how you doing? You doing all right? What you got going on? You know, like, man, you got to be kind to people. Even when they ain't kind to you, you still got to be kind. Because we trying to take the high road in 2020. We're trying to take the high road. So, man, just enjoy life. Live it one day at a time. As the Bible say, don't worry about tomorrow. You just need to worry about what's going on in the moment. Look, and celebrate you every day, baby. You ain't got to wait till your birthday. Celebrate you every day. Every day you get up, it's a new day. Celebrate you. And when Shell said the goals that you have accomplished, celebrate those small goals. So if you be like, oh, I did this and I accomplished this, man, I want to take myself out to dinner. Take yourself out to dinner. And you don't even need no partner to go out to dinner. You can go out to dinner by yourself.
And on that note, we're going to get up out of here, y'all. And we wish you all a great rest of your week. Thank y'all for always tuning in and giving us y'all time and giving us your listening ears. If you're not watching, you're listening. If you're not listening, you're watching. So we truly appreciate you. And if you're going through a transition and you need somebody to talk to, you got two wonderful life coaches here that can definitely take the time out to give you some of that listening therapy. Because most of the times, all you need is that listening ear. You really solve a lot of your own problems by taking the time to sit and comprehend and think about them. But if you need somebody to help get you through there, give us a call, give us a shout out. It's theloop3@gmail.com. And we'll definitely respond to you that way. Again, take your time going through the transition. It's not a fast process. It's your process. Make sure you set the tone for yourself while you're going through this process. We like you. We love you. We truly appreciate you. And thank you for always tuning in, supporting SW Podcast Wednesday, because this is our day, baby. And we just SW truly Podcast appreciate
Day is Wednesday. Y'all already know that.
Bye. Peace.